If you would, turn in your Bibles, book of John, chapter 5. John, chapter 5. I saw this yesterday on the First Baptist Church of Shady Springs, which is the church that Earl built. Now, I'm pretty sure, because we were leaving last night and it was lit up, there's a picture of Jesus up there. A big stained glass window of Jesus holding a little lamb. And I'm pretty sure that wasn't there when Earl built it. They had the thing built. Because if it was, I would have ragged him about that terribly. But who's that hippie hanging on to that lamb? Well, Bill Hickok, Tim James said. But on the sign there, what was it? Basically, it had to do with the purpose of Christ's coming was to give us our freedom so that we would be free. The purpose of Christ's death was His glory. His glory, our freedom, is a byproduct. It's part of the plan, but that's not why He did it. We are not center in the plan of salvation. Christ is. No matter how selfish we are or self-centered. John chapter 5, I want to begin reading in verse 22. Actually, I'm just going to read two verses. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. This pretty much goes hand in hand with what I read yesterday. Glory goes to God, not to us. Honor the Son. And it is dishonor not to honor the Son. It's a dishonor to God that you don't honor the Son. Because Jesus Christ is God. You'll see in this scripture what the Father has done, the Son has done. What the Father does, the Son does. And what the Father will do, the Son will do. The Jews whom Christ was speaking to in this chapter are already ready to kill Him. Then they wanted all the more to kill Him. Because He told them God was His Father. And they got this idea in their head that well, wait a minute, that makes Him equal with God. They were right in that. They were wrong in their reaction. They wanted to kill Him. Because He told them the truth. It was okay Christ said that because He is equal with God. Jesus Christ is God. It is okay for Him to have honor. It is okay. Matter of fact, it's kind of a commandment, not a request. Honor the Son, or you don't honor the Father. The honor is for Him, the glory is for Him, because Jesus Christ is honorable, and Jesus Christ is glorious, because Jesus Christ is God. Do you believe that? Well, actually, a better question is, do you believe Him?
Yeah.
If you do, there's good news. Actually, there already has been good news, and that's what it tells you. The very next verse says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is past from death unto life. If you hear the word of Christ, if you believe on him, if you believe the Father that sent him, you already have everlasting life. Already. Past tense. Twice in one sentence. Past tense. I think he's serious about this. There is life in Christ because Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is life. Jesus Christ is light. Believers have life in Christ. And they have it before they believe. And I'm telling you something. That'll make some people angry. I've seen it. Full on, full force, in a church building. I didn't get mad, but they sure did. Some of y'all were there that day. This is what makes them mad. The Father raises the dead and gives them life. The Son raises the dead and gives them life. And they come, they believe, they repent, they grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it all comes from the life given. In that order. Jesus Christ is God to the glory and honor of the Father. And I'm saying Jesus Christ is God because all around us you will hear, Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my personal Savior. They will even say, come to say, well, Jesus is my Lord now. He was my Savior and then he became my Lord. And I don't want to say Jesus is Lord because that does get used in a certain way, and by the people who are using it have no idea what the word Lord means. They'll put up on the church down at Princeton, if you're tired of your way, try Yahweh. That's there. We drove past it again today. You know, it's a wonder I don't start blowing up things some days. When he started preaching about Elijah last night, Ralph, I'm telling you, Elijah's one of my boys. I like Elijah. Yes, I am mocking them. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. But I'm not. But I will. Because it's either that or I might start blowing up stuff. But I understand Elijah getting fired up sometimes by what you see and what you read. The primary description in every pulpit in the world should be that Jesus Christ is God, but it's not. They dwell on Jesus as Savior, even though all their teaching and all their preaching leads me to the conclusion that he's not very good at it. But I know better. They love to describe him as humble, meek, mild, sweet, loving, caring, or even nurturing, Walter. And he may be all that. He may be all that. Matter of fact, he is. But first and foremost, above all, he's God. And right now, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And there's somebody going to be put under his feet, and it's not going to be pleasant. And we are to give him the glory. We are to honor him. Because if you don't honor him, you're dishonoring the Father. Excuse me. Our Heavenly Father, we are again thankful to be here this day. And we ask for your blessings and ask that you give Ralph the words we need to hear tonight about Christ, our God, Christ our Lord, who is also our Savior, and the Father who sent him, and the Holy Spirit who comes to Christ's people and gives them life. We'll give you all the praise and honor, for it is yours now and forever.